Dubai Eye
103.8. All right, dudes, good to have you on board. Thanks very much indeed for being with us. So, I was thinking about this on the way in and going, what on earth are we going to talk about today? There's nothing doing. So quiet. You know, everyone's doing Expo. We can't just do Expo because everyone's doing Expo today.
We will mention it, though.
Do we have to mention it?
Of course. Okay. Mariah Carey in town.
Yeah, she's joining us just after 11. That's fine. Yeah, she'll be in for half an hour.
Doing paper
Stay
review.
Tuned. She's doing paper review. Thanks, Mariah, for agreeing to do that for us. But obviously we'll talk Expo, and obviously we'll mention the fact that we're a year away. But I was thinking, what's that thing that, you know, I reckon a question that gets asked in just about every single office on a Sunday morning, in fact, not just on an office, whether it's on a school drop-off or whenever you're catching up with someone, what do you do over the weekend? Everyone asks it, don't they?
Yeah.
What do you do over the weekend? And already I've been asked it about three times by colleagues here when you walk in. What do you do over the weekend?
So go on then, what do you do? Really?
No, as you can hear, I'm a little bit hoarse, and that's because I've been cheering on sports teams
yes,
throughout the weekend.
Nice.
I've been watching the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, it was a big weekend, wasn't
Actually,
it?
Actually, what did I do? Friday I went down to, so we had the sevens, we went down to the sevens for a bit of training for young'uns, and then we went over to the cricket to watch Scotland get beaten by Singapore in the T20 World Cup qualifiers, mm-hmm. but did a bit of cricket down there. That was really fun. And then I watched a bit of polo on Friday. So it was sort of sport in keeping with Dubai Fitness Challenge. Does watching sport count as fitness
it,
or not?
You didn't actually do anything, though.
Were
you walking to the events in these places?
Of course, yeah. The heartbeat was raising and everything. Don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, and then yesterday, yeah, it was all about the rugby. So watched both games. We're down at Barasti. We did the grill from Barasti. Rammed in there. Absolutely
yeah,
rammed. Great atmosphere. And then I was at the football last night. I watched Al Wassel get thumped by Sharjah here in Dubai at the Zabil Stadium last night in the last game of the Arabian Gulf League for this weekend.
I still can't believe England are going to play the All Blacks. It's like it's going to be nail-biting. It's going to be a really good game. Why are you grinning like that?
I hope it's going to be a really good game.
I think you and I should be in the same room when that's happening, actually.
No, I don't think that's a good
idea.
Yeah.
Or we should have a little forfeit on, Tom. Loser has to do something for, like, the rest of the month.
See, Serena, this is where you get me very wrong. Because you're assuming that I'm a dye-in-the-wool England fan.
Oh, are you cheering on the All Blacks then?
No. I would definitely be supporting England for sure. But you know, my passion is with Scotland, and mm-hmm. You know, obviously they're not.
I know,
well, they're not in Japan anymore.
No.
So I can't get that invigorated by it, especially when they're playing New Zealand as well. When New Zealand looked very good yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, rugby was the winner in my mind.
Yeah.
And it makes for a fascinating semi-final next Saturday at 12.
It was very emotional. Rory Best, his last play. 14 years in the green.
Don't give me that.
What?
You're about the seventh New Zealander that said, oh, yeah, so emotional, Rory Best.
But it was.
As if you care.
Yes, because
really.
I am.
All the Kiwis were just cock-a-hoop going, woohoo, look at that. We took the Irish and we rubbed their face in it. There
dear.
We go.
Anyway, yes. Right. Moving on.
What did you get up to over the weekend?
Literally that. I was watching the rugby yesterday, flags in the house because my husband's Irish and me supporting New Zealand. And yeah, he's got to make tea for the rest of the month now.
And that was his forfeit?
That was the forfeit.
That's quite nice.
Yeah. And my daughter was supporting the All Blacks. My son was in the green. And then he quickly shifted over to the Kiwi side after half time. He's like, yeah, New Zealand's going to win now, Daddy. So that was quite funny.
It was fairly convincing, wasn't it? Especially at half time when he saw the scores on the doors. Mm. Zines, did you watch the rugby?
No, I actually had to do all the household chores because my husband was watching the rugby all day.
There's your 30 by 30 then for the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
Exactly. He was in a rugby coma in his lazy boy.
Brilliant. There's an image for you, eh? There's an image for you.
The kids didn't shower. We had no food. It was that sort of situation. But I did kick off my 30 by 30 challenge. So I went to the gym and that was it.
Good on you.
I think Z needs to be a little bit more honest here. What did you really do, Z?
Yes, I said I was going to go I was going to go to cycling class and do yoga. But I just ended up doing yoga cuz I had a massage.
That was her
I was late to cycling class anyway.
She's now a hero in my book. She went for a massage
instead of going to her cycling class.
Instead of doing it 30 by 30.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah. But it's sort of that knows. Counts, doesn't it? That counts as part of the challenge because it's all about well-being as well.
Yes, prepping me for the next 30 days.
Nice.
Not really burning calories, though, are you?
No, but it's mental well-being.
Mental well-being. Okay, yoga and having a massage, of course. All right, then.
We are going to talk about rewarding good behaviour a little later on. What need to know about this?
So what they're saying is it's a new scheme that's been proposed to allow UA residents to win points to pay for government services. Mm. So it's called the National Behavioural Rewards Programme. It was revealed last week during a meeting of the Ministry of Possibilities in Dubai. More than 90 different types of behaviours have been selected for the scheme. Now, it's very minimal on details. Obviously, more of that's still coming in, but that's the crux of it, basically, is that UAE residents will be able to win points to pay for government services based on the good behaviour that they display.
Good idea. Bad idea. Do send us your thoughts on that one. Text us, please, on 4001. Go on then, let's get out of the way. Let's talk Expo, shall we, for a moment? Because apparently there's a year to go to the day.
Yep. Just 1 year to go for Expo 2020 Dubai, and the countdown to what's billed as the greatest show in the world starts today.
Hugh Jackman might have something to say about
that. I know, right? It's going to be the largest event ever to take place in the Arab world, with organisers expecting 25 million visitors over a six-month period. Marjan Faradouni, Chief Pavilions and Exhibitions Officer at Expo 2020 Dubai, shared this update with the Business Breakfast.
We've passed the planning phase, and we're at the stage of making sure that all our exhibitions are being fabricated and being put into the structures that we have built. And we're really working on how are we going to be operating in the 173 days of the expo.
Indeed. And some big gigs in town later on.
As Zina mentioned before, Mariah Carey, Hussein Al-Jassmi performing tonight in downtown Burj Park. All happening. It's roughly kicking off from about 5 o'clock this afternoon, going on till 10 p.m. tonight. The big countdown scheduled for 8:20 p.m. Now, tickets for that particular event all booked out, so you will not be allowed entry unless you have a valid ticket. It was announced earlier in the week that the concert would be streamed at a number of venues across the Emirates. But don't forget, there will be events happening across every single Emirate of the UAE. I believe something happening in the Louvre Abu Dhabi, Sharjah's Al Majaz waterfront. So they're all going to have entertainment. But again, because it's free, it's first come, first in basis.
Everyone loves a freebie, that's for sure. I'm assuming, Zina Zilame, with your traffic hat on as well, that downtown Dubai might be one to avoid a little later on today, unless you go into that gig.
Yes.
Oh, you could do with some
Yes, so yeah, expect very heavy traffic. But, you know, as usual, authorities are advising everybody, just take the metro. It's just, it'll make your life easier.
Do keep your thoughts coming through with regards to Expo. 1 year away, 1 year to the day. What does that mean for you? We'd love to hear your thoughts and your experiences. Thank you very much indeed to Mark as well, who's just been in touch with us, texting on 4001. Good on you, Mark, for doing that. Mark's up in Dubai Hills and texting whilst Serena's still in the studio, which was nice, saying, I was at Twickenham in 2012 when we absolutely thumped the All Blacks. Let's do it again.
Fair enough.
We've done Expo. Let's do community initiatives if we can.
The community initiatives of Dubai Police are helping slash the crime rates in several neighbourhoods. Officials say these campaigns have brought the crime index down to zero in Satwa and Al Khuz. Meanwhile, areas like Merdif, Al Mohasna, Al Bash and Al Tawar have seen the rates drop by up to 68%. More than 15,000 people have benefited from the initiatives that included a mix of awareness lectures as well as various sports activities as well.
Just on that one as well, great news for residents in those areas. But we have been receiving a few indications of a few break-ins in certain communities. Is that something that you're hearing more of at the moment? Don't want to be a spreader of rumours or anything like that, but are you hearing stories about break-ins? Is it something that you've experienced in the past? Something that the news team are chasing and therefore we would like to chase as well. Do let us know if you have ever been the victim of a break-in here. Obviously, very safe communities and very safe environment. But that doesn't mean that there aren't a few bad apples in the cart. So is that something you've experienced? Let's get to the Lebanon now, if we can, or those UAE citizens looking to travel to the Lebanon.
Yeah, well, UAE citizens have been warned against travelling to Lebanon over the recent security developments in the region. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has advised Emirati citizens currently in Lebanon to contact the UAE embassy in Beirut to arrange for their safe return home. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain have also warned its citizens from travelling to Lebanon and called on citizens already there to leave immediately. And this comes just weeks after the UAE lifted a travel ban for Lebanon that was in place since the start of the Syrian war.
And we've already mentioned it, but the Dubai Fitness Challenge has started, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So literally everyone's signing up to do their 30 minutes for 30 days. It's kicked off with a month-long calendar of exciting events. It's the third edition of the annual movement. It looks bigger and better with a wide range of activities for people of all ages and abilities. There is an app you can download as well. We can look forward to 2 large-scale fitness villages, 10 community hubs, as well as more than 40 events and over 5,000 classes across the city. So getting fit or fitter has never been so easy as this all-inclusive movement launched in 2017 by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and Chairman of Dubai Executive Council. He promises it to bring health, wellness and active life to everyone here in the UAE.
Is that why everyone's running around at the moment?
Yes.
I would say so, trying to get their steps up on their Fitbit, things like that.
Everyone's got their Fitbits on the go, though. Good.
It's running till November 16th, by the way.
Yeah, still got time. Dubai is literally a giant gym.
Yes.
For an entire month.
And just free classes for all sorts of stuff.
Giant gym.
Did you see
the... like a BFG.
What's a BFG?
Giant gym. You don't know the BFG?
Oh, Roald Dahl.
Big Friendly Giant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know the book?
Yeah.
Giant gym.
Did you see, have you seen the, there's like a mini obstacle, well not mini, I won't say mini, but an obstacle course set up at Kite Beach.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a video over the weekend. It looks terrifying.
They've got loads going on down there. It's a really good one for the family. If you're looking for something to do over the half-term break, do get yourself down to Kite Beach because they've got lots going on specifically for the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
Take a change of clothes because they do have wades of water you've got to, you could potentially fall into during the obstacle course.
And you could be rained on as well by the looks of things. So yeah. Change of clothes. Right, any other business? Anything else to do?
Just I'd like to address this, the fact you've got a new title, Tom. Lord Tom, isn't it?
Lord Tom.
Should I add Esquire at the back of that?
Lord Thomas.
Lord Thomas Eckhart.
Tom, please tell us the story.
Yeah.
Okay, so a big thank you to my mates, who surprised me over the weekend with a belated birthday present. It was my birthday at the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been busy, I haven't really seen them, but I saw them over the course of the weekend. This is the Desert Palm Massive who come together and have bought me, they clubbed together and they bought me a title.
Yes. To is it like a small plot of land with a castle? Is said title deed
so,
here.
And I received the deed of the title a little earlier on over the course of the weekend, along with all the correct signatures and instructions of what to do next, and addressing me as Lord Thomas Urquhart of Doonan's Castle.
Yeah, along with probably 800 other people.
See, ye of little faith. I am doing my bit for Scottish heritage,
yeah,
you okay?
You're just enjoying the fact that you're going to have to be called Lord Thomas right
no,
now.
No, I'm not going to demand that at
no?
all.
No, do you want me to curtsy as well whilst I leave the room? Should I walk out backwards, yeah?
It's completely up to you. Serena.
Milking it. Anyway, look, it's a not, lovely present.
It's not going to change my life, all right? I promise you that.
Sure about that?
It was just a nice little...
Can we come visit you in your castle?
You can come up to Argyle and see me on my 1 square foot of land.
Yes, small, tiny piece of land.
So you're just jealous.
I am. Yeah, that's clearly it.
It's nice to have been accepted into the Doonan's Castle family. Lord Thomas Urquhart of Doonan's. And I don't ask you to reference me as Milord.
No, okay. Milord.
But Laird will be good. Laird, if you wouldn't mind just going with the Laird.
What's even funny is that the deed actually mentions the website where you can purchase, other people can purchase said
title.
She
is bitter, isn't she, here? I think it might be a little bit of Scottish blood there, a bit of heritage blood there, you know, running through those veins.
My lord.
No, that'd be Laird. If you wouldn't mind just getting it right, that'd be good.
Lord Thomas.
Laird of Dunnans, okay?
Okay, right, yeah.
It's going to catch on.
Congrats.
Thank you, my lady. Thanks very much indeed to the boys for that one. Much amusement over the weekend. And, of course, you'll all be invited very, very soon. Serena Kelly, thank you very much indeed.
Anytime, my lad.
If you wouldn't mind just backing out the room, please.
I'm going to exit, yeah.
Yeah, like that. No eye contact. Zines.
It was just funny because earlier when Melanie was
I wasn't asking for an explanation. I was just asking for
What?
Yes, my lad, okay?
Oh, yes, my lad.
Thank you. All right.
But I've got a story later.
Let's do the latest. We'll continue with the show. We've got another one of Zina's stories to look forward to. Can't wait for that.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.